From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Twitter, he said, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." His new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. Trump has engaged in weeks of taunts with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, saying the United States would, quote, totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies if Pyongyang attacks. North Korea has conducted numerous missile and nuclear tests, including launching rockets over Japan. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, says he is not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis. He said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information regarding the North's nuclear program, but he says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation.
The fact that North Korea is testing nuclear weapons with a large yield as well as long-distance delivery system means this is no longer just a regional threat. It is a grave threat to global peace and security.
EU Foreign Affairs Representative Federica Mogherini said the European Union is exerting what she called maximum pressure on North Korea. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims